Welcome back to used to be punctual 20 minutes with Chad. Now it's whenever Chad has 30 seconds to show up. So Chad, last time we spoke, you were having a very interesting roommate situation. Would you like to tell our listeners what happened?
Oh, definitely. Okay, so it really wasn't a roommate situation. It was more of a squatter situation. So the main leaseholder here, he was renting a house because he gets a bunch of houses that he rents and gives tenants and stuff and makes a profit off of it. But he had a house that he was renting and his friend was living there and they're moving. They're not going to pay for the rent no more. So they're moving. So this guy was, I guess, sleeping on the couch. And like, hey, you know, we're between houses and stuff right now. Can you let this guy crash here, crash at your place for a few days and whatnot? And he agrees. And I find this out because I was up in March 2020. I was up at my mom's house for a week to hang out. We're just hanging out and everything. And it was before COVID happened, before like the Bay Area started locking everything down. So when they started locking everything down, that's when I drove back home like a day early on my vacation because I know the Bay Area was fucking stingy about it. So I find out about this whole situation. I was like, oh, okay, well, a few days, you know. And then the 14 days, you know, how the government goes, oh, he's still here. And because COVID now was a pandemic, you can't kick anyone out. So you couldn't do anything. So he stayed for like 2+ years, not paying rent. I'll tell you a little more about this later, but this part, he didn't pay rent. So that situation, so he started, became a squatter. And then it got really bad around 2022 now, July. He was trying to sneak his girlfriend in and make her come and squat with him. So we're like, yo, you know, you're not paying anything. We don't want your girlfriend here every single night. And he's like, well, unfortunately for you, she's my girlfriend. Da, 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 da. I was like, okay, whatever. So this was going on. And like he owed like $5,000 to the leaseholder. No one liked him here. No one liked him at all. Then they also like fight on and off again. They break up and get back together, break up, come back together. And it was getting annoying. And one time they broke up and went on this like weekend bender. And then he started breaking shit in an apartment complex here and started yelling, I'm going to kill Mexicans. I want to kill Bezos and da, 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 da. I'm going after Biden, blah, 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 blah. And he did this for like I wanted cops to call the cops, but they're like, no, Chad, just if anything bad happens, you know, let's just call them down. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, okay, I'm pissed because I live in a living room area in a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom apartment. So it's like, whatever. So that happens. And then they get back together. He tries to sneak her again in July. And then the leaseholder decides, we're like, okay, well, we're not going to give you utilities then because we changed the Wi-Fi password and stuff. And we find out that he created an account under the sister's name, the Filipino sister, because it's under her name. So he basically created an account and everything, has his name, all his information, but on thing. Well, I'm computer savvy, so I changed the password, did everything. He couldn't get any name because he didn't want to admit that he did it because he basically created mail fraud and identity theft. He was like, oh, that's so weird. I don't know why I got an email saying my password changed. I don't know who used my information to create this online account for our internet. Da, 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 da. And I'm looking at him like, listen, you scumbag. I was like, I know scumbag. Like, I didn't even like the guy when I first met him. I was like, this guy's going to cause issues. Like, I don't trust him. Like, I changed all my bills and stuff. Even the first time I saw him, all my bills and stuff, because I used to get mail. I was like, paperless. Everything's paperless now. Like, I when I saw him, I was like, this guy is going to be bad news. And I even told him, like, no, Chad, he's not. Da, 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 da. He was bad news. So that happened. So, and that's when the Filipino sister found out about it. And she's pissed. She's in the Philippines at the moment, I guess. And this was July. She files a lawsuit against him for like sue him for $5,000, and he's not going to pay. He's a fucking squatter. Go figure. And he's just like, oh, and he would like leave the apartment and not come back till after 5 because they can't serve you after 5 in America. There's time limits. So he would come back like around 5:30, 6 o'clock because he knows. And he also knew that he created mail fraud and identity theft. So he was like waiting to see if the sister called the cops and stuff like that. And he would like sit there. And I could see like one day I came from work. I see him like cross the street pacing back and forth trying to see if there's any cops, like a fucking tweaker. Because he is a tweaker. He's an alcoholic tweaker who's self-righteous. So that was going on. And then what was that? But the Filipino was going to get like the roommate. We got to call him Filipino because I'm not going to use his name. He was trying to get like eviction notice and stuff like that. So they're going to start doing a process for that finally. They should have done that first before the suing him. But he cares about money. If it doesn't affect him, he wants his money. But basically, that happened. And like one day, his girlfriend came over because she was going to pick up his stuff. He basically beat his girlfriend in front of our apartment complex, like literally beating her. So it was on camera. And I guess a neighbor of ours saw it and screamed at him. And he ran away. And then another neighbor that I know, he went and drove her home, like because it was that. And yeah, and then it was like, one roommate was just like, if I ever see you touch someone like the skin, I don't like you, I will kill you. And I'm sitting there like laughing. I'm like, at least he said it because I was going to do it too. but yeah, so people don't get that I'm a nice guy, but I'm one of the people that back up what I say. Like if I'm quiet and don't talk, you see me when I'm mad. I'm like dead quiet, like Italian. I'm going to kill you. Your body part's going to be missing type thing. You've seen it. A lot of my friends see it. When they see that, they're like, oh, Chad's done with you. And I have no remorse for anything. So that happened. And basically, because people are starting to complain now, because a lot of people complain about the whole, I'm going to kill Mexicans. Dude, everyone in our apartment complex is Mexican or from Central America. So I'm just sitting like, this guy's a fucking idiot. And so that, and his girlfriend's Mexican. Go figure. I mean, and she was a thought. I ain't going to say I like she was a fucking hood rat. Like, but I don't think you should beat some chick like that. That was bad. Well, enough people complained about it. Like she could have evicted us. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like the part, they could evict us all. And she's like, listen, I'm not going to evict you guys because you guys been here for like the Filipinos been here for almost 11 years. I've been here for 9 years. And she's like, you guys actually paid during the pandemic and still pay on time and all that stuff. No one else in this apartment complex has done that. That's why a lot of people are getting evicted. We don't want you to get evicted because you actually pay. So we're giving this dude, he's not on a lease. I'm not on the lease, but I'm on the like an addendum or something. That's saying that you live here. Like me and the other roommate, we live here. They have our license. We have no responsibility. Like we're not liable for anything. But we're here. We receive mail. We're residents. He wasn't. So it's basically, she's like, you got 7 days to leave. You're trespassing. I will call the cops. I have a video of you beating the girl. So she has that. I also have videotape of you stealing people's Uber Eats, packages, breaking into the mailbox. Like she had like a whole list of things. And I was like, holy shit. So his butthole puckered and he fucking got out. Like he got 7 days and he fucking left. Like he left a lot of shit. So he just took what he needed to do. And he's saying he was going back to Pennsylvania, which I doubt that because he has a bench warrant for his arrest over there for breaking probation for coming out to LA. Apparently never knew that. He was over there for arrested because he had credit card fraud over there. So he was actually serving time and then had put on probation and basically broke his probation to come out here. So that was interesting. And then finally come out that he left anyways because he didn't want the cops to be here because he has a bench warrant for him here for not showing up to jury duty, I guess. I don't know why because he tried to like say he was like that. I don't know how that was possible because he wasn't a resident. What was that? And then he had court cases, appearances that he didn't go for drunk and disorderly, apparently. So that was interesting. We didn't know that. I was just like, okay. And you couldn't fucking just basically the Filipino was a coward and not getting whatever he needed to do. Basically. So that happened. And then basically we were cleaning his section because he left everything except his, he took like his clothes and he booked. Well, I guess when they were cleaning his thing under his mattress was hella stolen credit cards. He stole people's credit cards. Like he had hella people's credit cards. And then he also had a clone copy with a different account number that he opened apparently for the Filipino sister's bank account. So he was taking money out of that. Uh-huh. So I was like, interesting. Like, well, I was like, not my fault that people are going to be stupid. I always cover my ass. Like, I'm like, I told you guys didn't listen to me. So I'm like, I don't feel bad at all. So like that situation happened and basically cleaned up all my area, which is great because we got like when they cleaned his area, roaches everywhere. It just was like horrible. I was like, we already had roaches in the kitchen, but not like bad, but he had roaches. Dude, it was nasty. I'm like, how a person could live like that? And like, yeah, we cleaned up all that area, which was bleh. But finally the roaches, like they came in and put the gel and stuff in there and everything. Like, cause they were even like, what the fuck? And we're like, yeah, exactly. So that part's better, but it kind of feels a little too late because I decided I'm like, okay, this whole experience the last 3 months was a bad taste in my mouth. Hence why I didn't do podcasts because I would try to do podcasts with you and he would have his TV up hella loud on purpose just to be a dick. Like, he's trash. He's a scumbag redneck who thinks he's a wannabe gangster. Like, yeah, I'm from Pennsylvania. He's from a white trash county in Pennsylvania called Lebanon. I think it was Lebanon. And I'm just like, no, that's not ghetto. That's white trash. You're not even a ghetto. If you're like a mentally handicapped person, probably could kick your ass. I'm like, that's how retarded you are. So I was just like, the whole experience I was like bad. And I was just like, you know what? I need a change of pace and scenery. I'm like, I'm going on 38. Like, I've been in the business for almost 20 years. Like, and nothing's changed. I'm actually in that point where I could live anywhere and still get work. So I was just like, okay, you know what? So I'm going to move back up to NorCal for a bit and kind of like chill, recharge my batteries and stuff, which is not to say it's not permanent. I might come back to LA. You never know. But it's the business has changed. Everything's self-taped. Zoom because they know. And also America, we're gonna have a recession. We're in a recession. They just don't want to fucking admit that we're in a recession. And it's gonna get worse here really, really bad. Like inflation is like a 40-year high and it's just like it's bad. And so so I was just like it's really, really bad. Okay, so yeah, so it was just bad all around. It's going to get worse. Like, even like I could tell in my job because they charge you for everything. Sorry, cockroach. Welcome to Italy, kids. Glitz and glam. You know, you want to do it. Live here. You know, you could be a star, kid. What? That's not a cockroach. That's just, you're a new pet.
I
was just like, I thought that was a thing. My mom's not feeling really well, so I'm gonna go up there and help her out a bit. I still have like two acting gigs on the back burner. One's like an animation TV series, one's a comedy feature. I basically told him like, listen, this was going on. I'm only a 6-hour drive, which is actually kind of less than, I say 6 hours because less, but I say it's a 6-hour drive to LA, 30-minute flight. I'm like, it is what it is. And people are always like, oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Like, you're quitting. I'm like, no, I'm commissioned to write a one-act musical right now, which has to be due by February. And I'm getting paid a couple $1,000s for that. I already have like a couple producers up in Sacramento like, Chad's coming back. He actually makes stuff that actually gets seen. So I can see that. I know ulterior motives and whatnot. So let's see how to that's pretty much what's going on. It's like my job. I told my job. So basically I have like what, 6 weeks to work and then 7 weeks till moving. I don't know when this is going to come out. So it might be sooner. Knowing you.
Hold on. It will be out this week. Stop that.
Sure. Simon, the Canadian, you know, I'm going to be out this week. I promise. 2 months later, Canadians have different time.
Hold on. 2 months later. How many times were we supposed to record this episode?
Sorry,
it wasn't me that was unavailable. It was you that were unavailable.
I'm Hollywood and you're Canadian.
Not anymore. You are. You want the North Cal? You're out of Hollywood.
Thank God. So yeah. That's what I've been up to. So, but yeah, it's just like, And I think the scumbag is still living in the area. That's what cracks me, because I got a DM out of nowhere. Like, I haven't talked to this fucker for like a month, because it was September when he got kicked out finally. End of September. So it's almost a month. And what was it? He DM'd me. He's like, oh, so how's new roommate? And I'm like, we don't have a new roommate. He's like, oh, still? I'm like, yeah, we're not even looking. Like, I'm not even gonna tell him that I'm moving. I'm like, I didn't even tell him any information. He's just like, oh. And I thought that was weird. And I was just like, okay, that's fucking weird. And I remember telling my roommates that I'm moving. Like, I'm leaving the week of December 12th. I'm out of here. Like, adios. But I was just like, oh, I remember him saying something. So I went on Craigslist and I found the ad for the thing. So I was like, interesting. So he's still in town because he was able to see that ad on Craigslist, like, because the area. And I'm like, and I know the ad was from the roommate because I could just tell. I was just like, that's how he did it. Like, he's even charging more rent for the ad. I'm like, he's paying way more than I'm paying. And I was like, oh, so you're not paying any rent at all. Interesting. So, but yeah. So that's the situation there. And I was just like, oh, he's still living in this area. So I'm like, whatever. So besides that, so scumbag roommates.
I have a question. Sure. How do you live in a room with cockroaches?
Well, they usually don't and that's not like, it's not bad, but it's bad enough that it irritates me. Like, this apartment complex.
They're bugs, period.
Well, yeah. That's why I leave my light on all the time. But yeah, like, I don't try to open my windows much because they come from outside too. But yeah, no, it's just like, because there's a swimming pool. LA's a fucking desert, bro. So there's a swimming pool, and I feel like this place has been like infested for years, because like, I was even doing laundry the other day when I got back from my vacation, where I was just like, there was roaches in the laundry room. I was just like, interesting. I was like, I am not going to miss this place at all. I'm like, adios. So I was just like, because like, yeah. So, but I was just gonna say was, but yeah, I went on vacation for a week to visit my mom, because I went with my mom, but I also had to go to a wedding. So I went to my friend's wedding.
We're getting there. That's a future episode.
Oh, is it? Okay.
You're not allowed to discuss that because you're done. Get off.
All right. Chattel's out.